Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Tzadi Amud Bet. Before we start the Gemara, I just want to do a quick review of what we've seen so far from the three opinions in the Mishnah. We have three positions in the Mishnah, that is of Rabbi Meir, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Shimon. What we've said so far, within the position of Rabbi Meir, we explained, first of all, that when you have Gagim roofs that are more than 10 Tefachim high, one cannot carry between them because of a problem of Gzeira Tel Birshut Rabim. And now we saw right after the Mishnah in the Gemara. In addition to that, we saw what happens for Rabbi Meir when the Gagim are Shavim, when all the roofs are actually on the same plane, on the same level. There we had a machloka between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you can carry around the entire area, no problem. Whereas Shmuel said you can only carry around Dalet Amot in that area when the Gagim are Shavim. We explained, and the Gemara later on explained, that we're talking about a case when it's Yoter Mi bet sa'ah, when it's a case when it's more than bet sa'atayim, and that's why according to Shmuel it's considered to be like a Carmelite, whereas according to Rav, you're still allowed to carry around that area because the mechitzot on the outside delineate the area, while it's not mukaf le dirah literally, but it's somewhat mukaf le dirah because the walls down below that you're using as the walls for the roof do make an area mukaf le dirah, the bayit down below. And therefore we consider it as if it's that way also, kind of, for the Gag itself. Then, as far as Chatzerot and Karpifot, we didn't really address that issue with regards to Rabbi Meir. In yesterday's daf, we spoke about Rashi, talking about the interactions between these areas. We'll continue with that in the Gemara here today. We'll try to help us understand the remainder of his position. For the Chachamim, we saw that they say that Kol HaGagot are Rishut Bifnei Atzman. All the roofs are considered to be individually designated, delineated. Now, we always say over there that if it's a gag ben agagim, if it's a roof amongst roofs, then in a case where it's less than beit satayim, we had a machloket Rav and Shmuel. In a case where it's mechitzot nikarot, everybody agrees that you can carry around the entire roof, that single roof amongst the other roofs you can carry around if it's mechitzot nikarot. If it's a case where ein mechitzot nikarot, then Rav says you can carry around for Dalet Amot, because we don't say Gud Asik. And Shmuel says you can carry around the entirety of that roof, because we do say Gud Asik. And then on the other hand, we saw that if it's a Gag Yechidi, it's a sole roof, no other roofs around it, if it's less than Beit Satayim, everybody agrees you can carry around Bikulo, around the entirety of it. If it's Yoter Mi Beit Satayim, it's more than Tusa'ah, then we had a machlok at Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you can carry around Bikulo, because Mechitzot Nikarot. On the other hand, Shmuel says you can only carry around Bit Dalet Amot. And again, yesterday we discussed some of the other permutations within the Chachamim, but what we need to address is Chatzerot and Karpifot for the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon, we know, says in our Mishnah that Gagim, Chatzerot, and Karpifot are all one Rishut, one single Rishut. And in today's Gemara, again, we'll discuss what are the details of that. Now we have a statement from Rabbi Yehuda that tries to bring together everything we've seen to now and fill in the missing pieces, which is, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Kishetim Salomar. When you speak about Divrei Rabbi Meir, Gagim Rishut Atzman, roofs are their own entity, Chatzerot Rishut Atzman, Karpifot are Rishut Atzman. When it comes to Rabbi Meir, each one of these areas is considered to be distinct and separate. You can't carry between them. The only question, and that's the question that was already raised in the Gemara, is with regards to Gagim, with regards to roofs, what is the story of Rabbi Meir? There, in the Mishnah, he says if it's more than 10 tefachim away from each other, you have a problem. And the Gemara explained to us because of Gzeira Tel Birshut Rabim. If they are not more than 10 tefachim away from each other, and there are a whole series of roofs that are collectively together less than 10 tefachim vertically away from each other, then we have the Machloket Rav and Shmuel, where Rav says you can carry around the entire area. Shmuel says, Rak B'dalet Amot. But that's roofs. Roofs stay separate. Karpifot stay separate. And the Chatzerot stay separate. The Divrei Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, where we discuss Gagim according to the Chachamim, the two permutations that we discussed are one, Gag Yechidi, where we had the Machloket Rav and Shmuel, as well as Gag Ben Gagim, where we also had a Machloket Rav and Shmuel. And now the Gemara tells us, the Divrei Chachamim, Gagim v'Chatzerot, Rishut Achat. That Gagim and Chatzerot are considered to be one Rishut. Now for Rav, that's very easy, because he can have the situation where the Gag is classified as a Rishuta Yachid, when it's a Gag Yachidi, and you can carry into a Chatzer, which is also classified as a Rishuta Yachid. For Shmuel, it's a little more difficult to explain why Gagi and Chatzerot are considered to be one area. Rashi, in yesterday's daf, explains to us that Shmuel will have to explain the position of the Chachamim, that Gag equals Chatzerot, in one of two instances. Either the Gag Ben Agagim, In a case where it's one gag amongst other gagim, for Shmuel, where you're allowed to carry around the entirety of that gag, and then you would be able to carry down into the chatzer, because they both be classified as a shuti yachid. Or the other possibility is it's talking about a gag yachidi that's less than Beit Satayim, where again he agrees to Rav's position that that is considered to be a reshuti yachid, and that's why you can carry between it and the chatzer. Now the Divrei Rabbi Shimon, kulan reshut achatein, and that's clear from the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says that every area is considered to be one. And we've seen that, and again the Gemara will bring us the Braita that we've seen in the past that shows that Rabbi Shimon really believes that they're all considered to be one area. Now, as Rashi points out, how do we know this about each of these positions? Now, he says, with regards to Rabbi Meir, from Rabbi Meir, we know the only thing we've heard from is that when it comes to multiple roofs, that we consider them to be one. We don't have his opinion expressed with regards to Chatzerot and Karpifot. So Rashi says over here that we know from Rabbi Meir that when you have multiple ownerships, that is not the determining factor over here, because he lets you carry around multiple roofs as long as they're not more than 10 tvachim away from each other. But the distinction that he draws is the utility of that area. You can't carry from the roofs into the houses because one is tashmish tadir and one is tashmish ena tadira. So Rabbi Meir, all that matters is the utility and whether the utility of that area is considered to be the same. And therefore, Rabbi Meir, lo shemina le de poligalayu lahakel. We don't see that Rabbi Meir argues on the Rabbanon lahakel. Ela b'chiluk rishiyot the gagim. The only place that he's more makeyo than the Rabbanon is in the fact that all the gagim are considered to be one. Ho b'shman shavet, because they have one name, meaning they're all roofs. Aval b'rishiyot ha-chalukot b'shman, if they have a distinct name to them, gag, chatzer, karpaf, then lo shmeinin le de mekil. We don't see that he is mekil, meaning that that's exactly what the distinction is for Rabbi Meir. The name is different because its utility is different. If that's the case, then they're considered to be separate rishuyot. And only by gagim does he consider them to be one, because they're all one name, and that's the only place he argues on the chachamim. Now, the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Meir basically have the same position as Rabbi Meir, except that they think that gagim and chatzerot are reshut achat. The reason they think that gagim and chatzer are reshut achat is because fundamentally Rabbi Meir also believes that they're reshut achat. The only reason that he doesn't let you move from a gag to a chatzer is because of gzeira tel birshut rabim. But chachamim don't have that gzeira of tel birshut rabim, and therefore the conclusion here of Rabbi Huda is that the chachamim believe gag and chatzer are one reshut, and karpaf, like Rabbi Meir, is a separate reshut. So that explains to us the positions of the Chachamim and the Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Shimon, who in the Mishnah says they're all Reshut Achat, we can be medayig from that the Chachamim don't agree with him, that it's called Reshut Achat. And therefore, if the Gag and the Chatzer are Reshut Achat, that means there has to be something that's not the same, and that's the Karpaf, which is left out, which is in a different category. And we put the Gag and the Chatzer together where their Tashmish, where the utility is similar in nature, versus the Karpaf, where it is different. Both of those are Chazili Dira, something that's involved in Dira, and a Reshut Yachid. A Karpaf, which is less than Beit Satayim, is also considered to be a Reshut Yachid, but it's Tashmish is Eno Tadir. And since that's what's distinct or different, that's what we separate out for the Chachamim. And that gets us the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rebbe Meir thinks that Chatzerot, Karpafot, Karpifot, and Gagim are all separate. Chachamim think Gagim and Chatzerot are one, whereas Karpifot are in a different category. But Rabbi Shimon thinks they're all one. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavote de Rav, and Tanya Kavote de Rabbi Yehuda. We have a Braita that supports Rabbi Yehuda we see here, and we have a Braita that supports Rav, who we saw early in the Perek, on the first daf of the Perek, that he says, when it's Gagim Shavim L'Rabbanan, Eim Etalti Melo El Dalet. According to the Chachamim, if it's all Gagim Shavim, you can only carry around Dalet Amot, because we don't say Gud Asik by Mechitzot She'ina Nikarot. So we have a Braita that supports these two Amoraim with regards to their position. Tanya Kavati de Rav, we have a Braita that supports Rav. Koga Got Ayir Rishut Achatein. All the roofs of the city are considered to be one. Vasur La'alot Olarid Min HaGagim LeChatzer. And you can't bring from the Gagim down to the Chatzer, Umin HaChatzer LeGagim, or from the Chatzer up to the Gagim. Bekelim Sheshavtu BeChatzer, Mutar LeTaltalan BeChatzer. Anything that stayed in the Chatzer on the onset of Shabbat, you can carry it around the Chatzer. Not only on this Chatzer, but even in other Chatzerot, and even if they didn't make any roof. Bigagin, kelim that were on the gag won the onset of Shabbat, mutar l'taltalim bigagin, you can carry them all the gagim. This is Shitat Rabbi Meir, so you can carry all the gagim. Ubevad shlo yagag gavoa yud. As long as none of the roofs themselves are more than 10 tefachim higher than the others, onamuch yud, or less than 10 tefachim, lower than 10 tefachim from the other roofs. Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is the position of Rabbi Meir, which we are familiar with. Bechachamim omrim, and this is where there's the proof to Rav. Kol echad v'echad reshut li'atzmo. Each roof is considered to be distinct and separate. Ve'im etaltim lo, ela b'dalad, and you can only carry around dalad amot. And that's Shita Rav that we saw in the first daf of this perek, which is when it comes to the Chachamim, when you have a large area of Gagim, despite the fact that they're separated down below by the walls of the Batim, we do not say Gurasik to separate the Gagim up above. And that supports Rav's position over there. Tanya Kavatu de Rav Yehuda, I've brought that supports Rav Yehuda's understanding over here of the positions of the Tanaim. Amarabi, Kishainu Lomdim Torah Itzel Rabbi Shimon Bit Goa. This is a quote that we saw back at the end of the Gemara on Shabbat. The Rabbi says, when we used to learn Torah by Rabbi Shimon in Tekoa, Hainu Malin Shemin Valontit Migag Dagag, we used to take the oil and the towels from roof to roof, Umigag the Chatzer from a roof down to a courtyard, Umichatzer the Chatzer and from courtyard to courtyard, Umichatzer the Karpaf and from a courtyard to a yard, a backyard, Mikarpaf Acher from yard to yard, Ajainu Magin Eitzel HaMayan until we reach the spring, Shainu Rechutzimbo, in order to bathe on Shabbat. So you see here that they're carrying through all of these areas as if they are Rishut Achat, by the Mayan that we bathe by. And you see from this that he considers them all to be one area. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says. And this bright supports Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon that all three of these areas are considered to be one, and you can carry between them. As long as the Kelim started on the onset of Shabbat in one of these three areas, then they can be carried through any of these three areas. So if they left their towels and their shemen in the chatzer going into Shabbat, then they can carry them through all these areas, jumping around from one to the other to get to the Mayan in order to bathe without any problems on Shabbat, without any Isur Otsah on Shabbat. Then Rabbi Yehuda adds over here, Ma'aseh b'shad ha-sakana. There was a case during the decrees of the Romans, Vayinu ma'alin sefer Torah mechatzer le'gag me'gag le'chatzer. We moved the sefer Torah from the courtyard to the roof, from the roof le'chatzer down to a courtyard, chatzer le'karpaf, le'kropo, in order to read the Torah on Shabbat. Amrlo, ein shata sakana raya. That's not a proof, even though that sounds like the position of Rabbi Shimon, they can carry through all of them. It happened to be a shata sakana. In shata sakana, we give other dispensations in order to allow the mitzvot to take place, despite the fact that they might violate the surei derabanan, or what would be normative in halacha, because it's a shata sakana. So they said, don't bring a proof to us from that incident in shata sakana. Whereas Rabbi's situation, or the story by Rabbi, is not during Shata Sakana, and does support this idea that Rabbi Shimon believes that all these Rishiyot are Achat. Now, we come back to a Machloket that we saw earlier in the Masechta, and that is, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion, that you're allowed to carry the items that were in the Chatzer, on the onset of Shabbat, between a Chatzer, a Gag, and a Karpaf. When is that true? So, Amar Rav, Alochak Rabbi Shimon. The Alochak is like Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon's din only applies, V'hu Shlo Irvu. Only if there's no Eruv in the Chatzerot. Because if there's an Eruv in the Chatzerot, that means that the Kelim that were in the houses now can be brought out to the Chatzerot. And that'll become a problem. About Yervu, if they did make an Eruv, lo, you cannot do it. The Gazrinan, we have a Gzerat. Dilma atu la fuke imani debat in the Chatzer. The Kelim that were in the houses will be taken out to the Chatzer, which is permissible, because you have an Eruv now. The problem is that they will be confused with the Kelim that were in the Chatzer on the onset of Shabbat. And if we allow you to carry the items that were in the Chatzer on the onset of Shabbat to the Karpaf and the Gag, what's going to happen is you're also going to carry the kelim that are in the chatzer from the batim. They came out from the houses on Shabbat into the chatzer, and then you'll carry them to Gagim and Karbav, and that is not permitted, because they were not in the chatzer on the onset of Shabbat. And the manim, the batim, are considered to be a separate area, because that's a reshut yachid gamrei of singular ownership, and you can't carry those manim. So in order to avoid the problem of having to tag the kelim and say, this is a chatzer keli, this is a bait keli, we said no carrying out of the chatzer once there's an eruv between the batim and the chatzerot. Shmuel, on the other hand, disagrees. Amar ben yirvu ben shlo yirvu. Whether there is an eruv or no eruv, you can do it. I mean, Rabbi Shimon says you can carry between them. We don't worry about people taking their kelim out of the batim into the chatzerot and then moving around, because the kelim in the chatzer and the bayit are distinct. Those kelim that you keep in the bayit are house kelim, and the kelim that you keep in the chatzer are chatzer kelim. And people have a basic delineation between which is which, and therefore we don't worry about it. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan ben yirvu ben shlo yirvu. And this is similar to what Rabbi Yochanan says. Rashi says that's the end of the line here, and the next piece in the Gemara does not belong here. He takes out the Girsa. On the other hand, Tosafot does keep the Girsa in, and that's why we have it in our Gemara. Just chen amar Rabbi Yochanan milach shach, ben yirvu, ben shelo yirvu. Who whispered to you whether it is Eruv and not Eruv. So the Ri, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rashbam all say that this Girsa should stay in. The Balei Tosafot, two of them grandsons of Rashi, think that the Girsa should stay in. So there are two interpretations. And the first explanation brought by the reader, Rabbeinu Tam, is that mi hishmiyacha halacha Rabbi Shimon ben yirvu ben lo yirvu. Who told you about this halacha that it's ben yirvu ben shelo yirvu? But implying that that is the case. On the other hand, Rabbeinu Shmuel perished the kaya Rav. The Rashbam says it's referring back to Rav. Klomar, mi gidlucha shatam mechalik b'nehem. Who told you to separate between them? Enu kain. That's not the case. Ela ben yirvu, ben lo yirvu. Doesn't matter. Either Rabbi Yochanan is addressing Rav and said, who told you to make such a distinction? And that's what's being said over here, meaning that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel. Or Rabbi Yochanan saying to Shmuel, who told you that it's ben yirvu, ben lo yirvu? But implying that once he heard the halacha from Shmuel, that he did accept it. V'id garsin, he brings a third possibility about the girsa here, that it's malchashach, b'tevachat, to mefarshish nolad milachash. That is a rumor that's spread around. So he says, where did this rumor come that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, both b'yirvu, b'shelo yirvu? Again, he's addressing Shmuel, and it seems that he is accepting it. So you have Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel saying it applies in either instance. But Zvab says it only applies in a case, ben shelo yirvu, to the position of Rabbi Shimon in the chatzerot. Kelim, they're in the chatzerot, whether they can be carried then to the other rishiyot, the karpaf and the gag. Matki v'lo Rav Chista de Shmuel. You know the Rav Yochanan. Rav Chista challenges Shmuel's position according to Rav Yochanan, who seems to be agreeing with Shmuel over here. Yomru shnei kelim b'chatzer achat. You're going to end up in a case where you have different kelim in one chatzer. Ze mutar v'ze asur. One of them is mutar and one of them is asur. How do you have this? How are you going to tag them? How are you going to know which one is which? It says, Rav Shimon the Tameh. Rav Shimon's l'shitato, which we saw earlier in the Gemara, de lo gazar, that he's not gozer and doesn't worry about that issue. Tetznan, we had a Mishnah early on in the Masechta. Amar Rabbi Shimon lamad davar domeh. What is this similar to? L'shlosh chatzerot b'tuchot zu l'zu. You have three chatzerot that are adjacent to each other. Right chatzer, middle chatzer, left chatzer. U'b'tuchot zu l'zu, and they're open to each other. The right chatzer has a doorway into the middle chatzer. Middle chatzer has a doorway into the left chatzer. U'b'tuchot the Rishut Rabim. And each one independently has a doorway into the Rishut Rabim. V'irvu, shtei chitzonot imayim tzait. Right chatzer made an eruv with middle chatzer. And left chatzer made an eruv with middle chatzer. But the two outer ones did not make a chay eruv between them. He mutaret imahen, vehen mutaret ima. Rabbi Shimon says that the middle one can carry to the right one, and the right one can carry to the middle one. And the left one can carry into the middle one, and the middle one can carry into the left one. Ubet chitzonot asrim zu imzu. But the two outer ones, if there's a keli from the right chatzer that ends up in the middle chatzer, it can't be taken from there into the left chatzer. So a keli that was in the right or left chatzerot can move into the middle, but it can't move across from right all the way to left. Those kelim that were in the middle can now move both to the right or the left. Over there, you see the same exact situation where you're going to have kelim in the middle chatzer, some of them coming from the right, some coming from the left, some from the middle. And they're not going to have the same din. Those from the right can only go back to the right. Those from the left can only go back to the left. Those in the middle can go to either direction. So we see, even though kelim have different dinim, Rabbi Shimon doesn't worry about the fact that you're going to mix them up. And over there, he wasn't gozer that you'll move them between the two outer chatzerot. Also in our case, we're not worried about you moving the kelim that are in the bayit into the chatzer and then moving them through other chatzerot or into a karpaf or a gag. So we see Rabbi Shimon is consistent in his opinion with regards to this. What is interesting is that Rav and Shmuel ends up having the opposite opinions. Shmuel over here says that Rabbi Shimon says you can carry between a karpaf, a chatzer, and a gag, ben shirvu, ben shelo yirvu. Yet, with the case of the shlosh chatzerot, he paskins against Rabbi Shimon. He paskins like the chachamim that we are gozer over there. Whereas Rav is just the opposite. Rav over there says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon, that we don't worry about the kelim in the middle chatzer, but over here he says that only in a case where shelo yirvu, but in a case of yirvu, we are worried about, we are gozer. So it turns out to be interesting, even though the Gemara here parallels the two machlokot and seems to indicate that that's the reason for Shmuel's position, despite the fact Shmuel himself does not subscribe to that, and actually paskins like Rabbi Shimon in one case over here, and against him over there by the shlosh chatzerot, and Rav the opposite. Rav paskins like Rabbi Shimon over here, but he thinks Rabbi Shimon only says it shelo yirvu, whereas over there he paskins like Rabbi Shimon that we don't worry about the middle chatzer getting mixed up with the outer chatzerot. Meitiv Rav Shesh, we have another question. Rabbi Shimon omer echad gagot veechad chatzerot veechad karpifot reshut echad hein. Then when it comes to all these areas, they're considered one reshut lekelim sheshavtu b'tochan. As long as those kelim were found in one of those areas on the onset of Shabbat, velo lekelim sheshavtu b'tocha bayit, but not for kelim that are in the house. So, Iyamart Bishlamo di Irvu, if the case that Rabbi Shimon is speaking about here in this bright is a case where they did make an Eruv between the Batim and Chatzerot, Hainu de Mishkach Adamani de Batim b'chatzer. Now we understand why there are Kelim from the house that are in the Chatzer that Rabbi Shimon is addressing. Rabbi Shimon is saying you can carry anything from the Chatzer or came on the onset of Shabbat and the Chatzer to all these places, but those Kelim that were in the house you can't carry to these other areas. Well, why are we worried about the Kelim in the house at all? How did they get out to the Chatzer? The only way they could have gotten out to the chatzer is in a case of eruv, where they made an eruv. So now, bishlam de eruv, I know mishkach la mani de batim chatzer. Well, Eliyamar bishlo eruv, it's only a case where there's no eruv, hecha mishkach la mani de batim chatzer. How could you have a case where there are kelim from the batim in the chatzer? And that would be a problem for Rav, because Rav seems to say over here, it's only a case v'shelo yirvu. Here we have a case of yirvu, and Rabbi Shimon is still saying that you can carry around between those three different rishuyot. So who motiv la, who mefarik la? Shesh should pose the question, and he also answered the question. Bekumta visudra. We're talking about clothing. His turban, his hat, and his cloak, or his beret, one of those clothing items that he had in the house, and then he wears them out to the chatzer. So when he wears them out to the chatzer, you're permitted to take them out, and now you have kelim of the batim that are in the chatzer, even without any roof, because he wore them out, he didn't carry them out. So there is a possibility of having kelim the batim in the chatzer, even in a case of lo yirvu, and that will work well for Rav. So Rav can explain this case as being a case of lo yirvu, and still have an instance where kelim the batim are found inside of the chatzer. Tashma, let's bring a proof from here. Ansei chatzer, v'anshei mirpeset sheshachachu v'lo irvu. Case where you have a chatzer and a mirpeset. You have a lower level of houses that open up into a chatzer, an upper level of houses that open up onto a porch. The porch has a staircase that goes down into the chatzer and allows them to exit into the Rishut Rabim. So in a case, sheshachachu v'irvu, they didn't make an eruv between them, meaning the b'nei chatzer and the b'nei mirpeset didn't make an eruv. Kol shegvo agvud tefachim, anything above 10 tefachim, and we know from earlier in the Masechta that means it has to be within 4 tefachim of the mirpeset, then it's the mirpeset. They get to use it, because for them it's derach petach, and for the chatzer it's derach zrika. They use it on a level basis, whereas the people in the chatzer use it by throwing up. And over there we say that derach petach gets the advantage, and we get the rights to the mirpeset. Pachol mikan, if it's less than that, lechatzer, and when we saw before, that doesn't mean to the chatzer, but af lechatzer. Then they share the rights over here, and it's a sur for both of them. But med, vary mamurim, when is this true? Shayu elu shel rabim, ve elu shel rabim. That is true when the chatzer has multiple owners in it. There are multiple batim opening up into the chatzer. Ve elu shel rabim, and their mepeset has multiple houses open up to it, ve irvu. And each one of them made elu atzman, ve elu atzman. Each one made an Eruv independently. The B'nai Mirpeset made their own Eruv, and the B'nai Chatzer made their own Eruv. They just do not join them together. They're not Oser on each other, because you have a staircase between them. And as we saw earlier in the Masechta, a staircase acts like a petach, an opening and a door, lechula. You can choose what it is. So over here, the staircase will act as a petach that says we can be separate, even though they have rights to walk down through the Chatzer and out. That does not change the fact that they are now separate entities. Since they're separate entities, they can make Eruvin for each one independently. But since they didn't make an Eruv together, it can't carry from the mirpeset to the chatzer to the mirpeset, and areas that are jointly used, then we'll have the question of who has the better access, and we'll grant them the rights, or if it's equal access, then we'll say that it's asur. Oshel yechidim, she'en tzrichim larev. Or there's only one person, one house in the chatzer, and one house into the mirpeset, where they don't need an eruv for the mirpeset or the chatzer independently, they would only need between them. Aval ayushel rabim v'shachachu v'lo yirvu, but if it's a case where there are multiple owners that open up into the mirpeset and multiple owners open up in the chatzer, and they did not make an eruv between them. They were passing independently and the chatzer independently. Of course, not together. Then gag v'chatzer v'achsadr mirpeset v'ulam rishut achat. Then these areas are considered to be one area, which is the chatzer. Achsadr mirpeset are all considered to be one area. Rishut achat ain't. For kelim that came in the onset of Shabbat in these areas, you can move between all of these different places because they are considered to be rishut achat. Now, that sounds like the position of Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon is the one who says that all of these are Rishiyot Echat. And you see that the case here is we only allow it, Taima de lo Irvu. That's only because they didn't make an Eruv. Ha Irvu. But had they made an Eruv, lo, it wouldn't work, and that supports the position of Rav. That the only time that Rabbi Shimon says that they're all considered to be one is in a case where they did not make an Eruv. But when they did make an Eruv, then they become separate entities because we fear the Kalim from the Batim will go out and they get moved around. It's a very strong support for Rav. Where it says, Amani Rabbonon hi. You got it wrong. You thought this is Rabbi Shimon. This is the Rabbonon. How do we know it's the Rabbonon? Dekanami. I can mean a Dayik. That's the Rabbonon. Lotgani Karpafu Mavui. Because if it was Rabbi Shimon, he would allow you to make Rishut Achat with all these areas, plus the Karpaf and the Mavui. Karpaf and Mavui are together in one category. They are considered to be an area that no chazid the dira, they're not made for inhabiting. Lo, tadir tashmisho. They don't have a lot or frequent usage there. And they're a different category. And that's what we saw before when Rabbi Yehuda's explanation of the Chachamim, that for them, Gagim and Chatzerot are one. But Karpaf is in a different category. And that's why in that list there, Karpaf's left out and Mavui is left out. Because this is the Rabbonon and not Rabbi Shimon. Had it been Rabbi Shimon, you should have included Karpaf and Mavui in that list. Shema Minah. So there it's not a question on Shmuel, because this is the position of the Chachamim and not Rabbi Shimon. And it'll be the position of the Rabbanan here, because they left out Karpaf and Mavui. And we know for them that it only applies b'shelo yirvu. Because if they were me'arev, if there was an eruv there, they wouldn't allow you to carry between these places, because back in the Mishnah, when you had shlosh chatzerot, they were adjacent to each other. The Chachamim say if the two outer ones make eruvin independently with the middle one, nobody can carry, because we're afraid of the kelim in the middle now being taken out to the sides, and they're getting exchanged, the left and the right, getting exchanged with each other, and therefore they don't permit it. So we know when there's an Eruv there, they don't permit it. And that's why there'll be authors of this bright to hear, because it's a case, Shelo Yirvu, and it excludes Karpaf and Mavoy, which is the position of the Chachamim, and not that of Rabbi Shimon. Tashma, Chamesh Chatzirot Abtuchot Zulazu Abtuchot Mavoy. You have five Chatzirot that are adjacent to each other in a row, and they have doorways between them. Each Chatzir has a doorway to the Chatzir that's adjacent to it. And if it has on both sides, they're open on both sides. But they are also open up, each one of them, into a mavoi. V'shachachu gulam v'lo yirvu. They all forgot and didn't make an eruv. Azur lachnis tzolotzi mechatzir l'mavoi. You can't carry from the chatzir to the mavoi. U'min ha'mavoi l'chatzir. And you can't carry from the mavoi into the chatzir. V'kelim sheshavtu b'chatzir, mutar l'taltolam b'chatzir. And the kelim that, on the onset of Shabbat, were in the chatzir, you can carry them around the chatzir, as well as two other chatzirot. U'b'mavoi asur. Says that you're not allowed to carry in the mavoi. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutar. She Rabbi Shimon miracles van change rabim v'shachachu v'lo yirvu. In a case where there are multiple owners here and they didn't make an eruv, gag v'chatzir v'achsadru mirpesiv v'karpafu mavoi gulan rishatach adhen. This is what we would have expected to see in the previous braita. And here's the list of all those areas that are considered to be a rishutachat. And here you include karpaf and mavoi. So it's clearly a position, Rabbi Shimon, as the Braita says, and he's saying it's a case, shelo yirvu, because they didn't make an eruv. And since there are multiple owners without an eruv, any item that is on the onset of Shabbat is inside of any of these rishuyot, then you have permission to move it amongst any of those rishuyot. But what you see from this Braita is, taima delo yirvu, that they didn't make an eruv, and that's why Rabbi Shimon says, kulan rishuyot achaten, ha yirvu lo, had they made an eruv, it would not be the case, and that would support Rav's position again. My lo yirvu. The Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. What does it mean they didn't make an eruv? Lo yirvu b'chatzirot hadayadodi. The chatzirot did not make an eruv between themselves. Ha chatzir batim yirvu. But on the other hand, the chatzir and the batim did make an eruv. Then we solve our problem. Rav would say in that case, that's problematic. But for Shmuel, that's great, because now you have a case where the eruv is from the bayit into the chatzir, even though the different chatzirot did not make an eruv, and yet Rabbi Shimon says you can carry all around. Gemara says, va lo yirvu k'tani. It says they didn't make an Eruv. It doesn't make an Eruv. It sounds like they didn't make an Eruv at all. Not from the house to the Chatzir, not from Chatzir to Chatzir. My lo Yirvu? No. What does it mean, lo Yirvu? Lo Nishtaftfu. They didn't make an Eruv between the Chatzirot, and they didn't make a Shituv Mivot. That's what it means, lo Yirvu. But from the Bayit to the Chatzir, they did make an Eruv. And again, that would be good for Shmuel, because that would support his position that Rabbi Shimon's opinion implies whether you have an Eruv between the Batim and the Chatzir, and whether you don't have it. Whereas for Rav, just reading the Braita simply as it's written makes a lot of sense, because it's only a case shelo yirvu that we say Rabbi Shimon believes that it's kolan reshut achat. V'baiteima, and someone suggests an answer on behalf of Shmuel this way. Rabbi Shimon, the divrehem derabanan kamar luhu. Rabbi Shimon is saying this in the position of the chachamim. V'liti di lo shna yirvu, lo shna lo yirvu. He says, for me, it doesn't matter whether I made an eruv, you made an eruv, you didn't make an eruv, you can carry through these reshuyot, like the position of Shmuel. Ela didchu, but for you, Rabban, an odoli mihat, you should at least admit to me, teheche dulo yirvu. In a case where they didn't make any rule, reshut achati, that it should be a single reshut. Because the Rabban and Rabbi agree, we know that Gagim and Chatzirot are reshut achatein. In a case where they made any rule, we know for sure they won't let you carry, because we know what the Rabban's position is by shlosh Chatzirot, by three Chatzirot that are adjacent to each other. They argued there on Rabbi Shimon and said you can't carry from the outer ones to the middle, because maybe you'll carry from the outer one to the outer one. So we know for sure the Chachamim believe in a case of Yirvu that you're not allowed to carry from your Chatzir to the Gag and vice versa. So the case for the Chachamim must be a case of Lo Yirvu. And that's what Rabbi Shimon says to them. In a case of Lo Yirvu, at least admit to me that you can carry between them. From Yilei Rabbanan, no. The Rabbanan say, no, Shtei Rishuyotim. They're actually considered to be two Rishuyot. That even though they agree you can carry from the Chatzir to the Gag, they still don't think you can carry from the Chatzir to the Gag into the Mavoi, because the Mavoi has the same din as a Karpaf. And they see a karpaf as being a separate area or distinct area which you can't carry between them. Amamar, umamavoy asur. So he quotes from the Braita before and says that you're not allowed to carry in the mavoy. According to the Chachamim, it said before that if they didn't make an eruv or shituv mivot, you can't carry around in the mavoy. This Braita in the position of Chachamim should support this position, Rabbi Zera, in the name of Rav. Rabbi Zera, Marav, mavoy shelo nishtat fubo, a mavoy that they didn't make a shituv mivot into a metal tulin el bedalad amot. You can only carry around Dalet Amot inside of it. So if that's the case, this braita supports that, because the Chachamim are saying in a case where you didn't make any ruv, didn't make a shita mevot, you can't carry in the mavoi. The Gemara says, Ema ule mavoi asur. Don't read it that in the mavoi itself you can't carry around, but rather to the mavoi, from the chatzero to the mavoi you can't carry. And then it wouldn't be a support for Rabbi Zera Marav. Where it says, Hain Resha. Then that's the case before in the braita. Chachamim before said you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavoi, and now it says afterwards uber mavoi asur, and the mavoi itself is asur. So now why are they repeating that? Where it says Mishnah Yitera Itz Tvichalei, they did have to say it twice that you can't carry from the chatzer into the mavoi. Maudetain, because I would have thought Kibli Rabban and Leid Rabbi Shimon Ani Milayech Dirvu, like the Havamina that we just had before, Rabbi Shimon's position that he questions the Chachamim. That I would say, when did the Chachamim say you can't carry from a chatzer to a mavoi? That's only a case of an eruv. In a case of eruv, it ruins everything because now you have the kelim from the house going to the chatzer, and we're afraid they're going to go out to the mavoi. But aval hecha d'lo yirvu, in a case where they did not make an eruv, where it's only the manim of the chatzer that are out there, and manim of the chatzer should be able to move between the chatzer and the mavoi because they're reshut achat. Odile, maybe they'll agree to Rabbi Shimon in that case. Kamash Milan, that they still disagree, as we said before, that they see a karpaf as being distinct from a gag and a chatzer because a karpaf is not chazi l'dira, doesn't have tashmish tadir, and therefore it's different and unique from the chatzer and the gag. And despite the fact that there's no eruv here, and we don't have to worry about the kelim of the batim, they're still not going to let you carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. So ein ochanami, in the bright, it says twice, you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavoi. Wants to teach you when there is an eruv, and wants to teach you even when there's no eruv, you can't carry from the chatzer to the mavoi in the position of the chachamim. If that's the case, it won't be a proof to this statement of Rabbi Zera Amarav. Now, according to this chachamim over here, even though you can't carry from chatzer to mavoi, you can carry from chatzer to chatzer. As Tosafot points out over here, from Chatzer Chatzer, they were not Oser, even though you can have an Eruv there, and you can bring out the Manim to Batim, they still let you carry between Chatzer to Chatzer. And that's different in the case of Chatzer to Mavoi, because when you have things in the Chatzer, we don't expect you to move them to the other Chatzer. That's not normal. But to move something from the Chatzer to Mavoi is much more common, and that's where we worry about the Manim to Batim, the killing of the houses coming out and then ending up in the Mavoi. But from Chatzer to Chatzer, we don't worry about that idea that the Manim to Batim end up in the Chatzer, and they'll move from Chatzer to Chatzer. So Tosafot says that's the position of Chachamim here, even though he points out that before, a couple of times, the Chachamim have a position that's not the case. So he says that the Chachamim here must not be or not subscribe to the position of the Chachamim in those other places, where they say once you made any rule, you can't even carry mi chatzer to chatzer.